You weren't here last week. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry I missed you guys.
Ran away.
Sorry I missed you guys.
No surprise.
My friend Gus stopped by to hang out with us. Howdy, Gus.
How you doing, guys?
Mayor.
Just woke up from a nap. Hope you guys are well.
Anyway.
Others, how you been?
My buddy Linguini is running a little behind. Saberstein has been having some stuff with her kids, so good for her living that mom life. Gus, how are you doing? You requested to come up.
Can you hear me?
What the hell?
Oh, can you hear me?
Come on up.
Hold on. Back.
You can't hear Gus. He's talking.
Mayor, if you're trying to talk, it ain't.
Gus was talking. If he stepped down, Gus, and we'll bring you back up.
No, I'm here. It's my
anyway. Jesus, market news. Bitcoin hit 70K again in the last couple of days. How about it? Shit, sitting at 70,200.
I was just thinking about getting some more
ETH. 3,500 things are a little red, but not looking too bad. I play the old Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine just because it is the bull market. That's what they're saying. So, yeah.
I thought that was Rage. I wasn't sure.
I got to make sure. Get my headphones. This isn't me.
Can you hear me? Others. Oh my goodness.
It seems like just I can't hear you.
You sound different now. I can hear you, no problem.
Yeah, so I can't hear you. My account can't hear you. But the Skellies can. Well, I'm going to jump out real quick.
All right. And he's back. Got Twan down there. Welcome, guys. Just going to hang out and chill for a little bit.
That works now.
Hey, everyone.
Can you hear me, Mayor?
Others, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you guys. If you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Gus, loud and clear.
All right. Good. I have these I bought these knockoff AirPods, whatever. So yeah. So I had those in. I'm gonna try them again later on. How are you guys doing? I meant to say hello to everyone. Can anyone hear everyone? Can everyone speak?
Yeah, I think others is gonna try to figure if he's gonna talk through the Skelly's account or not. Or when you log in with two accounts, sometimes it's tough to manage both of them. Depends on if you're on two separate devices or not, but
yeah, I do mine from my PC, so, and then I can't run the space from my PC, so I run it from the phone. So I guess I'll just talk on the phone tonight because I can hear Gus now and I can hear you, and I don't know.
Cool.
First time meeting you, sir. Host, I don't know your name, but yes, nice to meet you. I maybe crossed paths before, so nice to hear you. Nice to meet you, and hope you're well.
It'd be better if I could sit at my PC and do this, but oh well.
Real quick, Gus, Mr. Others is really into mining and proof of work, and runs a couple different rigs for some different chains. And Gus has been around for a while. He knows a little bit about crypto. Right, Gus?
For a while, he knows a little bit about crypto. No, I am God. No, I'm kidding. I'm crypto God. I'm joking. No, I've only been around since 2019, so I'm kind of a newbie, but I have just real quick, I've got all the goods for mining and from Christmas, and I haven't put together yet. So I'm very interested in you, sir. You know, I'm a big fan of, I've become more of a Bitcoin maximalist as I've gone through my journey of a bear, bull, bear, now bull. And yeah, I'm interested in your story. That's the most important thing.
What coin are you interested in, Gus? What are you thinking about?
I follow Sats Runner, and he gave me all the specs. He wrote a huge manual just for me. You guys follow Sats Runner? It's actually at Sats Runner. And a great guy. He works in TradFi, and he just went overboard as far as trying to help me get a mining rig, so much so that it went to a private research publication that I sent that, and they used that. And so he has gone from Zeph. No, he went from QRL, Quantum Resistant Ledger, to give me a second here. Verus coin, and then he went to Zephyr, and now he's on to some other shit. So he just keeps mining what's profitable. I think,
right?
Yeah. Right.
Cool, man. I'm sure Others knows about all those. And
yeah, I'm following Others. That's for sure. What's your account? Others, the account that you came in on, because
I'll send you a link. I'll send you his.
Join. So yeah, that is, you're like doing like CPU mining, which is kind of like what Zephyr is now, and it seems to be a huge narrative coming up in like this bull run. And one of the reasons they're saying that is after the Ethereum mining that was from the last run, there's so much equipment out there just ready to turn on that being extra profitable, like we were, you know, back in 2001, is going to be pretty difficult to do. I don't know. I say this, and most people think I'm crazy, but I'm a big fan of the bear. I miss it. I made a lot of moves mining, and it went really well. So I kind of miss it. I think I would say my profits daily are up now, but my rewards are way down. So I was mining, you know, 300 caspa a day, and now I can't even mine it because it's gotten so big. So I kind of miss that. I mean, you know, it looked like a $5 day then, and it's like, it would be like a $80 day now. So I kind of miss that. I miss the big rewards getting in and stuff early.
Yeah, I first heard about Caspa a while back, but I'm interested in your thoughts on it because it's gone up so much. I belong to private research, so I get a lot of really good stuff. And then I go through everyone hates me for this, and people put me down, but I'll tell you, I go through every YouTube channel out there. I just scour it all day long as I do certain tasks. And, you know, there's people who got caught on to it earlier. Fire Hustle, you know, Slagger all you want. But I sift through all the YouTube stuff and the really, really low lives of YouTube as well. And Caspa is something I regret. However, how's your experience been? I'm sorry, I got tongue tangulation right here.
No, it's all good. You know, it all comes down to post Ethereum and the switch. And it was really kind of a crazy time. You know, a lot of people like me home, I use graphics cards mainly. So that was the big thing. I mean, we were killing it. The last bull run, we crushed it. And so you get, once that shuts off, you know, it was a mad dash for what's next. Like a lot of people, if you had any sense to you, you knew what was coming and you prepared for it. You know, I sold equipment, really downsized things and was prepared, you know, and mentally prepared, you know, but a lot of people weren't. A lot of people thought it would never happen because it kept getting postponed. So Casper was kind of one of the first to kind of, it didn't really break out right away. It was just kind of just one of those things that you could mine. There was some other one, Aletheum, which is doing really good right now. Nexa was one that just came on the scene. But a lot of people wanted to mine like Ergo and Flux, which are starting to be profitable again. But yeah, so I don't know. I liked Casp, low power. I was using as little power as I could.
You know, I just want to let you know, this is a recorded space, so I'll DM you about something about Ergo and Dilesium. I didn't know that Dilesium could be mined, actually. But well, I'll just say it here. I'll just say that those two projects in particular are covered by some major... I'll leave it at that. Not stuff you'd find on YouTube. Let's put it that way. That's all I can say. So yes, you're in the right area for sure, because you've got tens of thousands of people that might be buying it or buying it now. So you're in the right area on that. But Caspa, I heard they have nothing. They have no applications yet. But is that true or not?
I think I would say that's true. So, you know, it's a non-VC funded, you know, chain. So basically everything that's done is done through community funds, basically mining to wallets and passing, you know, referendums and stuff. And they just came up with like a working group. One of their big things is smart contracts. So it's coming. And what's crazy about it is how much it's jumped without these things, just because of how fast and how cheap it is. And the tech is really kind of like beyond, like they're talking about competing, you know, TPS with like Visa and these big names, which, you know, a lot of projects can talk about doing that, but doing that securely off a fair launch, it's kind of a big deal, you know, the whole trilemma thing. So that's what really got me interested, the low power and just the whole, you know, something after mining a coin and dealing with the whole Ethereum Foundation and all the way back to the Ethereum Classic debacle, you know, it was just kind of nice to get involved with something that wasn't really run by a set group, you know, that had control over the crypto, you know, so centralized. It was such a, you know, big step into decentralization of the whole chain and the whole process. So it was nice. And that was one of the things with Ergo. I mean, they have kind of a foundation. But right after that, so that was the big thing. Everybody went Ergo. They actually had so many people come mine it and then leave the way that their blocks are set up and their the difficulty. They had a stuck block for weeks. And you probably know this name, Charles Hockison. Came into the scene briefly at this point, and it kind of really was a mess once he kind of stepped, and it was just this Twitter thing, but once he came in, it was just kind of a mess, and it kind of really put a damper, I think, price-wise. I think that's why the price was down for so long, and I think they finally recovered from Hockenson.
Yeah, Chucky Hosk. That was one of my big gainers in the last bull market. Went up, I got 7,000% out of that guy. Thanks a lot, Chuck, but I hate you. I don't hate him. I don't hate anyone, but no, very interesting stuff. Keep going. I'm fascinated. So you've been like mining for quite a long time, at least prior to 2017. So.
I didn't really start mining until 2020. I was always kind of interested in it, but it wasn't until, COVID and quitting drinking that I really like, you know, was like, might as well do something. You know, I need something to keep me off the bottle. So that was kind of when I really got into it. So, but plenty of stuff happens, you know, around the big names.
Yeah, COVID was interesting because that's when I started drinking too much at that point in time. So I started running spaces, and you know, during that, and so they're all drunken spaces, which I continue to this day. But good for you, man! You quit the sauce, and you took all that energy, and are putting it into mining a great project. So, I'm not interviewing, so I feel like I am. But anyone who wants to jump up, please go ahead. I feel like I'm interviewing. You went through this. How did you, like, when did you first start mining? My wife was messaging me like crazy, so you kept blocking the screen and blocking what you were saying. What was it? So the first thing you mined was what? And you're currently mining Caspa, correct?
No, the first thing I mined was Ethereum. So I started, right. Right in 2020 when things were really, it was kind of before the big run up, but it was starting to heat up.
Did you get your 32 ETH? You got your 32 ETH, right? You're running a validator or what?
No. That's a rich man's game.
So was it back then though? Right.
Well, prior to then, no. When they first came out with it, it was like a grand rip, you know, to get your 32 ETH, and then it became one. So I started with Ethereum, and because the amount of money you would make mining Ethereum, you know, like I think there was some days I was making $80 a day or whatever, where, you know, there's nothing else. Everything else was $10. You know? So you just mine it. If you liked another coin, you would lose all that transaction fees and gas and purchase whatever you wanted. But so now, like right now, I'm actually mining something called Pyron, which is a Caspa fork. And the only reason I'm mining it is because it was new and I was getting very high rewards, and the price shot up about 2 weeks ago, and my rewards were cut by, I'm at about 20% of what it was. So I made a nice big bag, you know, in a couple weeks, and then everybody else caught on. Well, the price causes people to catch on. It's kind of what it comes down to.
Well, good stuff, man. I appreciate that background, everything you're saying. I just invited Sats Runner, so I think he's out on, I think it's in Mountain Time in that area. I'm going to invite him in if you don't mind, if he's available. I'm just going to say, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say we're talking about mining, and you might enjoy, because he's a really knowledgeable guy, but he's really what's the word? I've got a brain fart going on right now, but I'm saying that he's just very, he's not arrogant or anything. He's just like you. He's just very chill and just likes to bounce ideas off people and stuff. And if I can get him in here, you guys would just have a great time.
Hey, real quick. Keep talking serious stuff. Talk to me about this rubber ducky. Is this just like a new swap? Looks like a new quick swap.
So Rubber Ducky is the coin coming out tomorrow, right? Launching on Polygon. And basically they have like a multi-swap built in, basically kind of like a squid router, right? On the website. So you can go AVAX to Rubber Ducky or any EVM chain. So you can swap straight into to Rubber Ducky without having, you know, it just basically buys the Matic, buys the Rubber Ducky.
Is it a Polygon based team, or are they doing a drop for certain?
Yeah, Skelly's are getting in there.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. All right. I wasn't sure what it was. I saw a couple of the announcements. I saw a couple of the tweets, but I was like, I think this is happening soon. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the launch party is tomorrow at 1 Eastern. So there's a space scheduled.
Okay.
It should launch sometime during that party or directly after that party.
Have you used IBC Fun? That little swap. It's pretty sweet. I think you can definitely swap between different, it's like Squid Router in the background, but just a real easy front end. So sounds something like that.
I pretty much do. If I'm IBC, I pretty much just use Osmosis. I don't I don't really get it. You know what I mean? Like, everything's pretty much there. But yeah, I did make a meme for Squid Router at one point, and I didn't win the meme competition, so it was rigged.
Just real quick, guys. My plan was to start a space tonight at 10 o'clock. Didn't work out that way, so I'm going to start at 11, but I don't want to like take the audience away. So you guys keep going. I have to get the space together. It's I give 30 minutes notice on all spaces, so unrecorded. So it's fascinating stuff. I want to stay here, but at the same time, I was talking about it earlier today, so I just got to get it done. It's like one of those things, but I'm going to drop down to listener. But if Sats Runner comes in here, obviously he's read my messages. Pepper him like you wouldn't believe. Bring him up, please, because the mining all stuff right. is very interesting. Not to take away from the space skellies, I'm sorry. So
no, thanks for stopping by, guys.
Yeah,
after party at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not after, but anytime. You know how it runs in my spaces. I mean, Robo's in here, and you'll know I'll be up until 5 drunk. Is you know what? And you know what? Good for you for quitting drinking, space skellies. Last time I had a drink was like 2 weeks ago, so I'm kind of like starting it now. But once I get going, last all night. So Rack FM will be available in the morning, probably. I don't know if he's still running. I think he's running it, so maybe he'll be the guy that takes over and does his show. But yeah, I'm very interested in the mining thing. I got all the components, everything, and I haven't done jack squat.
So what do you have, like a bunch of motherboards, CPUs and stuff?
I've got I've got the Ryzen, the latest Ryzen, at least from December. I've got the Arctic cooling, the good stuff. All my kids, I said, I just gave them a list, and that's the kind of guy that Sats Runner, a real stand up guy. He gave me a shopping list, gave me all the directions, everything. I've got pretty much except for the motherboard. What else? I've got all the memory. I've got everything. I mean, they're all in boxes right now, sitting in my bedroom. So, you know.
Yeah, I'll have to shoot you a DM of one of the new things that people are doing. Have you ever heard of smeshing or space mesh? Basically, it's a CPU and GPU mining algorithm. And it's called meshing, and it's gotten pretty big. And they have these boxes, and it's got 12 GPUs with 12 basically CPUs. Each one's independent, and it's old PlayStation 5 refurbished GPUs. And I know some guys that have massive racks, and I guess they're making a killing. So I'll have to show you that thing.
A quick question. Now, I appreciate that. Thank you. Why? Let me ask you a question. A couple of questions. Number one, why is proof of work all of a sudden popular? Number two, Akash, as you know, you can rent space from Akash, and I noticed that Tank is building like, he's buying more and more miners. I don't know what his end goal is. I'm sure to take over the world, as Tank will do. And it'll be a good world when he does. So a lot of people are building their own stuff. Initially, they started mining with Akash. They found out that it was easy, and yet now they're building their own rigs. Is this sort of a new way? I mean, there's three different questions in this, and I'm wondering if you can maybe answer at least some of the essence.
With Akash is, and I actually was signed up with their group when they first started talking about mining and stuff, and like the trial group, and I didn't go through with it because it's more like workstation stuff. But so what that is, basically you're renting someone's system to use to mine. So it's more expensive. You're not going to get as much bang for your buck as if you have the equipment yourself. Eventually the equipment pays off, it's free equipment, and then it's free crypto. It's basically the whole reason why you do it. You know, I don't mind, because I mean when we were doing ETH mining, we're making a lot. But like now, basically, I get all my crypto for the price of electricity, whatever, however many watts I'm using. Usually it's around $2 a day. And I get $5 of free crypto every day, you know, for however long I run. You know, and that $5, it might be $5 today, but like Casper, that's $40 is actual price. So that's probably why that people have caught on to the fact that it'd be a lot cheaper in the if they're going to stick with it, if they get their own equipment. And then I think really why I think that like some people are seeing more of it, especially I don't know if you come from like Cosmos and stuff, like Zephyr just seems to have kind of blown up over there. I don't know.
It's the Cepheid factor, man. It's like Cepheid
so, controls. Yeah. Well, there you go. I did a little bit of dual mining Zephyr. So I'd mine a coin and then I was actually renting hash. So they had a nice CPU. So did a little Zephyr mining. I don't know how much I got. But the thing that I remember hearing when I first started hearing about the Cosmos people was that it had a stable coin with it. And I just was like, is this their next Luna? Is the only thing I thought. So I don't know. Maybe that's why, but maybe not. So I don't know. They seem really turned on by the tech. I don't really get into CPU as much as I should, but
no, it's good stuff, man. I appreciate you answering all those questions, especially on yeah, you're right about, I mean, I think we're kind of right about Cepheid. Cepheid will, you know, he'll get his spaces on for 16 hours straight and pump the price up. I don't mean to make this about mining, guys. I mean, you guys are here to talk about many other things, bare bones and skellies and stuff like that. I'm sorry, Mayor. Just when someone starts talking about mining, then all of a sudden I just hone in on that. So yeah, I really appreciate it. And in fact, I'm very interested in space skellies are just you know, having a space about mining one of these days. I don't know what you know what you're up to.
We actually have. We did one, was it like last October or so? And I mentioned my main two coins I mentioned was Caspa, and it was 2 cents. And it's called Alephium, Alephium, Alephium. And it was 22 cents. And Caspa's, what, 15 cents now? And Alephium almost hit $4. So. That's the proof of work narrative. And that's why I'm kind of a proof of work maxi. I just like JPEGs. And I like meme coins. I like gambling. So
good stuff. No, I appreciate it. I've got to get a space to set up and I want to stay here. I just kind of made a promise. So, guys have at it. I'm going to drop down to the listener. I really want to engage in this. I've got to keep up, you know, what I intended to do, unfortunately, and I'll run into late in the morning and it's unrecorded. So if you guys want to like talk about, you know, not be recorded and talk about anything you want to talk about and swear and cuss and all that, whatever, talk about sex, whatever. It's a no holds bar sort of, you know, situation. So yeah, I'm going to drop down the list. I'm very interested. And hopefully Satsrunner is going to walk in here. And I know Mayor loves his JPEGs. The space I'm going to run, I'm not shilling my space because I don't care. I make no money whatsoever. But the space will be about like, it'll be Don't Fuck This Up coin from Raoul Powell. And Mayor saw that tweet, that response to his Raoul Powell's tweet. I got on Dex Tools and bought. So it was basically, it's going to be about the anatomy of a meme coin. And that's what it'll be about. So I'm not quite sure what to do, but
all right, man. Yeah.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, and hey, look up Rubber Ducky Coin.
I'll look it up right now.
Look it up. It launches tomorrow. I've been working with a team for about a month now, so it's pretty serious. It's launching on Polygon.
I put the link up top.
Which is kind of, you know, Polygon is what it is, but it is reaching out to a lot of the other EVM chains, so should be a good launch.
Okay. Oh, I like this little AI generated thing of this woman on a rubber ducky. That's the first thing that came up. Is this sort of like rubber ducky? You're the one. Oh, someone actually tweeted that as well, Bernie.
If you go to the website. It actually has a Rubber Ducky song that it plays on there. So
Good stuff. I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a rubber ducky that wears a rubber on its head. So
you're talking about like a condom on its head, right? I'm going through.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I thought that was a pacifier.
Well, if you want to put that in your mouth, you go ahead, buddy.
That's crazy.
You guys are total degens.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Follow these steps for a chance to win, blah, blah, blah. Huh. Interesting. All right, Gus.
Yeah, so you see that, you see the coin with the duck on it? For rubber ducky, if you see like that, it's like the profile picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I designed that.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's very catchy. It's very, very catchy.
The thing with memes, it's so memeable. You know, it's got super big meme potential. Not only being the duck, that's fun, you know, but also with the rubber on its head. Adds a little level of fun. Yeah, you should go down to my week 4 submission. I've got a bunch of memes in there. Let's check it out. I gotta stop showing myself.
Well, I want to know, how can I maximize this airdrop? Should I go buy some skellies, or I guess?
No, snapshot done. I mean, there's 20 different projects getting an airdrop. So I don't know what all you got on Polygon, if you got any rec dogs or drill clubs or the usual suspects are all getting airdrops.
I see one of our listeners down there looks like a very big rubber ducky fan. He's got the rubber ducky PFP.
Yeah, that's Meow. He's actually in the marketing group with me, and he's made a bunch of the memes and stuff for it too. Meow, how's it going? I wish there was a finger emoji so it could be perfect. So before we get carried on, usually I do a brief Skelly update. And really, I'm trying to think what I talked about last week. I think the big thing right now is obviously NFTs are still really, you know, not moving. It's really, everything's down still. Nothing's really happening. Everybody's in meme coins. Getting ready to run. So
unless you're on the Bitcoin blockchain, right?
Yeah. Did you get a runestone?
No. I wish I had.
Yeah. So I got a runestone, a game stone. I got some rune Viking thing. I don't know. I got all kinds of stuff. I actually finally listed some stuff because we're going to have to do a whole show on runes. I've been doing tons of research on it. And basically what runes are is supposed to be like the meme coin of Bitcoin. So it's going to be super interesting. I am definitely stacking up a bag to degen on a bunch of stuff just to hope to get in on the something real early. And I'll have some hints and stuff because I've watched some videos from the creator and stuff. So yeah, it's going to be huge. We'll definitely, what is happening? Thinking. So we're looking at around 420, which is on a Saturday. So maybe that's 16th. The 9th of the 16th, we'll do a rune show. And maybe we'll market it as a rune show. So anyway, a Skelly update.
Yeah, go ahead with the Skelly update.
Obviously we've had, you know, we've talked about, you know, the Dark Matter airdrop coming up. That can start basically at any time. The art upgrades for the OG collection are looking fantastic. I went and looked through. I would say it's about 60-70% done. The big ones were the shirts and the hats, obviously, because, you know, like eyes and mouths are pretty small and easy to do, or less time consuming, let's put it that way. So 90% of the hats and the clothing or whatever are done. And I look through them, and they look fantastic. Like, it's a whole new Skelly, really. And one of the goals with it was to... The Skellies are always, like, fun, family-friendly, where these are supposed to be a little more gritty, a little more adult, I guess, would be one way to put it. But to keep that kind of that playful art to it. But so I was super impressed when I looked and saw all the traits transform into a new updated version, because this art was done before Terra Luna crashed. So it's been a while. So that's coming. And we're at the point where we could start rolling stuff out, you know, but kind of letting the market do its thing before we really gear up. We'd like to not say front run, but really be able to, when the eyes do start coming back to JPEGs, we'd like to be able to start this process and kind of catch the eyes that, you know, we haven't had the chance because of the two collections that we've minted, the day FTX crashed, and then last summer when kind of everything started fading away from Polygon. We'd like to catch the wave, and really it just gives us time to finish everything and to double check. We've done the loot boxes, we've done a bunch of, you know, the Rift and all this stuff. And it's basically just been testing for final versions. And it's nice to just run that test. People have won some, you know, we've given away like $50,000 of prizes or whatnot. And it's been fun doing that. But it's all, we might as well just get everything 100% and run it when the time's right. Or at least, you know, we get to the point where everything's done. And then we can, well, that way we, you know, never have to wait, I guess we'd say. So that's kind of where we're at now. Still looking at moving the staking rewards on chain. That has progressing a little faster than I initially thought. So that's looking good.
Behind that, it's more complicated than people think, I think, you know.
Well, one of the things with moving them on chain is if you just have these rewards that you're earning daily and nothing to use them for, then you just sell them and the price goes down, and then people all are not happy. That's, you know, with the loot boxes and all this stuff, the art grade, all this is ways to consume the coin back into the system as opposed to it being sold. So we want people to desire holding it and using it more than just selling it. I mean, we hope that you do both and benefit from both, but using it as more of a currency to into the ecosystem as opposed to just a reward, you know, like if maybe you want to sell some 50-50, but you got to have things in place so people buy it. You know, somebody's new into Space Skellies because they have like something that they've seen. We want them to get in and then say, shit, I need some Starlace. So they're going to pick up 100 off the market or 500 or whatever it is. So fine tuning this stuff is really kind of this bear and this NFT bear market that we're dealing with has really given us a chance to make sure that we get things right instead of trying to get things out just to make people happy. And we've always said this is the Skelly holders. Our community is one of the greatest communities. Like you never get any FUD. You never have people complaining about things being released because we're always transparent and we're always doing something. You know, we did a lot of fun stuff from, you know, from the Evil Mint up until just recently with the Christmas event. And then we've started doing the loot boxes and we're trying to, you know, keep it interesting, keep people kind of, you know, having a chance to win. You know, it's a little bit of a degen, but so that's kind of where we're at now. Like things are ready, things are coming. The whole dark matter thing is, EJ ain't gonna listen. The whole dark matter thing, it's like the elixirs. It's different, but it's like the elixirs, but better. Like it's more involved. It's gonna be it should be more shit. More involved. Let's just say it's more. I think that's it. I like it when he comes because I can just go, EJ, tell us more, and he's just like, ah, you know, and he does it. So that's my Skelly update. That's pretty much where we're at.
So cool, man. I'm gonna stop there. No, cool. That's good stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy how all the attention has been on the ordinals, and I never really got involved with it and got. I mean, it was kind of pricey at the beginning, and yeah, never. But now it's kind of where most of the NFT gains have been made. I really wish I would have got more involved when Joe was talking about it. Like Skelly's and you guys were talking about it a long, long time ago when you guys were doing the inscriptions.
Yeah, that was a year ago, February. I mean, that's why the meat of the collections are below, 250K inscriptions, and we're at 65 million now. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing with the ordinals I was kind of into just because of being a proof of work maxi or whatever you want to call it. But I inscribed my first BRC20 token right at the Bitcoin summer was last year. It looks like we might have another one. But I inscribed my first BRC20 and it cost me like $5. And I sold it for like $1,250. And from that moment, that's what hooked me. That's how I was hooked. I mean, you can't get a win that big and then you're just like, oh, I'm done here. You know, you're like, man, if we can do that once.
Yeah, if you can repeat that a couple times, that's pretty nice. But
I think runes are the new BRC20. So I would look at
really with these rune stones, like you can go on Magic Eden right now and buy one, right?
Correct.
But supposedly the stones are potential. If you hold a stone, you'll get dropped something more down the road. Like there's
if you hold a rune stone, it's attached to a rune. Like once the runes go live at the halving is when that happens. Once that happens, if you hold the rune stone, you will get for every rune stone 1,000 runes or whatever it is. I don't know if it's been said exactly.
It's really weird because like some of the way the terminology with this stuff is. It's really hard to follow, like everything is named runed and whatever, but it's all on Bitcoin, right? It's all on the Bitcoin blockchain, right?
Correct. And so the guy that invented the ordinals protocol mm-hmm. also invented the BRC20 protocol, and he's also inventing this runes. And the thing with doing a Bitcoin transaction, obviously, is you're paying for space in the mempool. You're paying miners for space in the mempool. It can take forever. It can be expensive. You can get front ran. So something to do with UX something. Shit, I watched the video.
I've heard about what you're talking about.
UXTI or whatever it is. And then these piggyback on it as opposed to being... they're fungible and they kind of piggyback on the network, which makes it easier to bring them on from one wallet to another or from one destination to the other. So basically they're cutting down on the fees, the time. It's less strain on the Bitcoin network. Because when things were hot, I mean, just like with anything, I mean, even these stakes that did inscriptions. I mean, hell, even Polygon. Shit, I got a bunch of them. They're worthless, but I don't even know why people inscribed them, but they did, and the network bogged down and it got expensive. Like, you know, a regular hundredth of a penny transaction was a couple pennies or something, which is quite a big jump. So it can inscribing on the network can bog it down and cause issues. So this is hopefully to alleviate some of that and make things easier. Make the whole meme coin culture around Bitcoin a little easier for everybody to kind of get into. That's kind of how I've looked at it.
All right. Well, how much is a runestone now? How much are they? Have you looked?
They're a couple grand.
My gosh.
I will.
Crazy.
I know, there's 112,000 of them.
Yeah, I know that, but it's Bitcoin and people are going crazy over this stuff. But
0.036. I think can I switch this to USD? I can't.
Where do you want
2,500? Yeah, 2,500.
2,500 for one of these stones.
Correct.
Yeah. And a lot of them, a lot of people just got dropped. They got airdropped. If you did some type of inscription, it got dropped to you.
Anybody that had three ordinal inscriptions, as of the snapshot was back in early January, I believe. So they announced it in February. They kind of came up with it in January. Anyone so they went back before
three,
they.
Anyone who had three got
airdropped. Any wallet that had. Yeah, dude, yes.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe this. Oh.
Well, the whole process is crazy how they inscribed the largest block. They inscribed the runestone on the largest block. They auctioned it off, got 8 Bitcoin for it, and then used that money to do the inscription and the airdrop, because obviously it's expensive. So then, you know, PTC Machines took a Zbit and image and inscribed it on like the second largest block. And then they did something with the runestone block and the Zbit block. And somehow inscribe the game zone or the game stone, so it's part of each of those, and then airdrop that to every runestone plus one wallet, so it became the biggest airdrop in history. Everybody one up it, whip them out, fellas. Who's bigger?
I bet Cosmos Joe got a couple stones because he was into that freaking ordinal. Inscription.
Yeah, it just depends on how many wallets he had. I mean, I know a guy that they had like 5 of them because he's got multiple wallets.
Well, I see Gus is up here as a speaker and it looks like he's unmiked, but I can't hear him anymore. It's so weird. Maybe
he I see him in listener.
Okay. I think it's froze on my end. Anyways, yeah, man, I missed out on it. I'm kind of pissed. Like, do I want to drop, you know, 2K or 2,500 bucks to get one of these stones? Like, I guess if I would have hit one of those meme coins on Solana and did like a 500x on, you know, Choose Rich or something like that, I might flip it over to that. But I wasn't able to catch any of those falling or those crazy meme coins. Okay.
I mean, I hit one and then sold before it became big, so.
Yeah, I mean, I flipped a couple of them for like, you know, I don't know, 20 bucks here, 30 bucks there. I don't know. I made a couple hundred bucks, but then I lost it on flipping, trying to flip some NFTs. There's an NFT marketplace called Tensor where you can like spin for NFTs and yeah.
Oh yeah, the lucky buy.
The YOLO buy. Yeah, the YOLO buy. Like,
yeah, that's like my whiff story, right? You were here when we were talking about that, right?
Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. But no, that was just a little different. Like, I was just trying to spin the wheel and win some NFTs at like half price. Like, you can set it for like a third of the NFT price, and you can get like a 30% odds or 50% odds of hitting the NFT. So, I don't know. It's gambling. It's gambling on top of gambling, you know.
Right. Well, right now, supposedly the shift is from Solana to Base Network.
Oh, yeah. I hear it's hot over there on Base. I don't like messing around on Base, to be honest with you. I don't know. Like, it's okay, but I don't know. I don't want my DeFi stuff connected to my central exchange stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah. See, I don't mess with the Coinbase. I just use it like I do any other EVM chain. But that big coin Roost launched today, and it was a minimum 0.05 ETH buy-in, which was like $197. So I threw in, and I missed the launch. It ran up to about 170 million market cap. It's sitting at 87 mil right now. So I missed a 2x on where I'm at now, and I'm at about a 3x now. So I missed a 6x. So I guess I'm just going to hold and pray. See how it shakes out.
Yeah, I just don't have enough time for the meme coins. It's like so, like you either have to sit there and like if you have like 3 or 4 hours to catch the pump and not miss it, or it's just, I don't know, man. Or you just get lucky and you buy it, like you just throw $50 at it and you hope when you come back to it like a day and a half later that it ran. You know, I feel it's either that way or you got to sit there and watch it because they pump so fast. I know at least the ones on Solana, you know, they pump and dump within, you know, 3 hours of launch. So I don't know. That's
yeah, usually a lot sooner. Yeah, I'm watching one right now that just dipped. It's on its way back up. I passed because
it's all about that first hour. Yeah, that first hour. But then again, yeah, if you're in the know and you're if you know someone who's in some of the inner circles, like if there's a big name that's going to pump a coin or like get behind a coin, you know, and I know they were doing all those like what were they calling it, where you'd send money to a wallet, pre-sales or whatever and all that stuff. I'm not that comfortable on Solana doing stuff.
You know what? I'll give you a little bit of the best part about those is a lot of times they drop the coins before it goes live, which gives you the coin address, which I don't know, do you use BonkBot or Unisatbot or anything?
No, I don't like those.
So if you use those, you can put the address, and as soon as it goes live, it'll tell you, and you click the buy button, and it's instant. So I did a few like that. You can get in and out, you know, pretty good bang, you know, sometimes up to 10. But you can also just lose your money. It's all rugged. So that has been interesting. But I'm up, so I can't complain. I mean, I can. I probably will a little bit.
Yeah, I heard about some of those bots were just instant buying as soon as the coin goes live, you know, for the first 3 or 4 minutes. And then, you know, half hour later, you get your 50X and you're out, you know?
Yeah, need someone to build me one of those.
Yeah, man. Anyways, Rubber Ducky looked interesting. You said there's going to be a Spaces tomorrow at like 1 or in the afternoon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Is the launch party is what it says. So I would definitely check that out. And if you're a Skelly's holder, you will get an airdrop. You know what? I didn't ask if they took a snapshot of the Evils or the Space Skelly, so I should have probably asked. I kind of hope the Evils because there's more holders.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
We'll find out tomorrow, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, we'll definitely find out tomorrow. And then, yeah, there was 20 different projects. One was from, I think it was a Cardano project, actually. Wired something or weird. WYRD that won an engagement contest. So. But yeah, 20 Polygon projects, a lot of the usual suspects, you know, Wreck Egg, Drill Club, Banshees, Rival Bears, familiar names, I know we're in there. So
what's the name of the one deck that you can swap stuff out on Polygon? Not the quick swap, but the other one that Gon was on?
Well, there's quick swap and then there's, have it open.
What's the name of the other one?
Like? Uniswap.
No, it's. Was it another way to. Or was it just a way to track? Was it a way to track
something? Deck screener is what I use to track.
Okay, yeah. But I thought there was another one that you could actually trade Gon on. I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah, there probably is. I mean, not at launch, but they've opened up a lot of doors for different stuff. So.
Yeah. So, all right.
Yep. All right.
Oh, you want to call it, man?
Yeah, it's just us now. I think everybody else left. So.
Yeah, good catching up.
Yeah, for sure. Missed you last week. It was just me and Sanguini. So.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely
run them up.
If I'm let's see, tomorrow is Wednesday, so yeah, I think I might be able to pop in and listen to that tomorrow a little bit. What else was I going to ask you? I haven't heard that much from Rec Gang recently. Maybe I don't know if I'm just missing their tweets or stuff, but it used to be like they tweeted.
I don't know if it's closed, but they had a thing where you, if you owned like even a chicken, you submitted a thing. They're doing the NFT on Osmosis with Backbone Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah. Did you submit your wallet for that?
I did. You there's a couple other collections too that you could get whitelisted for those mad scientists. Yeah, I saw that. But I mean, I'm just talking like in general. I haven't seen much of their online activity with tweets and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe I haven't.
I think that almost everything there is pretty much head down. You know, chasing coins and stuff like the. You know, it's a good place. A lot of people involved with the base stuff and a lot of people. So I think it's been more head down bull market, you know, like getting the alpha.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how some of these new, there's some new, there's a couple other new launches for NFTs on, there's one on Injective and there's one on Stargaze. For a couple other projects, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see how some of these other projects do. There's actually a free mint on Stargaze, I think on Friday.
Is that Geckies?
Yeah, the Geckies. Yep.
Is it Friday? I need to find out.
Yeah, if you're whitelisted, I think the first wave of the whitelist is Thursday night for the Hedgies holders, the people that hold the DYDX NFTs, and then the rest of the whitelist is opens up on Friday. I think it's in the afternoon. It's a free mint on Stargaze. But I think there's going to be there's a total of 5,000 of them, but they've overbooked the whitelist, I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah, we gave away. So.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good deal.
All right, man.
Till next week.
For sure. And as always, Bare Bones of Web3 is brought to you by Grayson's Craft Hot Sauce, the official hot sauce of Web3. See you guys next week.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. G GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel Spaces.